Philly is a big sports town with fans as passionate as they come, whether a team is championship caliber or in the cellar. The coronavirus pandemic has not squelched that enthusiasm, but with no games to watch, it has certainly changed the face of fandom here. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports.
In early March, the NBA suspended its season after a player tested positive for the coronavirus. The next day, the National Hockey League followed suit. Hours later, the NCAA had its own announcement to make.
Contessa, so we're learning that March Madness has been canceled. The NCAA just putting out a statement saying the Division I men and women's basketball championship tournaments, those are done. They are not going
For diehard Philly sports fans, it's all added another layer of strange to an already strange situation, especially for sports talk radio hosts who still have to find ways to fill 3 or 4 hours at a time.
The number one thing that we've been talking about is, are we okay with sports being a TV product without fans?
Tyrone Johnson is a host at 97.5 The Fanatic, one of three local sports radio stations in Philly.
Some people are saying no. If they can't be 100% Wells Fargo Center, Sixers game, 20,000 people, then I don't want it.
Fans also seem to be calling in to take their minds off the pandemic, even if it's just for a few minutes. Johnson says one guy specifically called to thank the station for providing a taste of male camaraderie while he's stuck at home. As for Johnson, he's taken to watching old games when he's off the clock, like the 1985 Men's College Basketball Championship when the Villanova men's team scored a historic upset over Georgetown. He says he only wants to see his teams win right now.
I lost sports. I don't need to watch other losses for my teams from the past to bring back those memories. If I'm going to watch, I'm going to create a fantasy world in which my teams are undefeated during this quarantine, and I'm going to keep it that way.
Eric Emanuel is also taking trips down memory lane, but it's all about the Eagles, the team his life has revolved around since he was a kid.
In the Emanuel family, being an Eagles fan is a birthright more than it is anything else. It's not a choice.
Emanuel says watching old games helps, but they don't make him forget about the coronavirus.
I'm looking at these people all in Lambeau Field, packed in like sardines. It's wintertime, so you know there's a bunch of runny noses. They're all high-fiving each other. They're all going to the bathroom. We've all seen dudes walk out of the bathroom without washing their hands at the stadium, and you're thinking, oh my God, look at it. This is a cesspool. It's a petri dish.
For now, the NFL season is still up in the air. Emanuel says the prospect of a canceled season is depressing, so he tries to imagine a more positive scene. Him standing shoulder to shoulder with green-clad fans inside Lincoln Financial Field in South Philly, cheering for the Birds, celebrating that the pandemic is over.
You see that receiver open and you know he's open, and the quarterback just lets it rip, and all of a sudden you stand up out of your seat and there's like silence for a second and a half, but it feels like 3 minutes, you know, that moment, and then all of a sudden you go crazy. I live for that moment. Yeah, that's going to be a good day.
Radnor native Jackie Varab says she's found herself focusing more on the real world, on life outside of sports.
I'm trying to exercise and read and cook and spend time with my mom.
She says it's a nice change of pace, not watching all the games she usually does, but
I just wish I had a little bit of something. Some type of sport to watch. It's been an adjustment.
Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.